Track 11, Volunteers' Tales. We have been inviting Chatterbox volunteers to tell us something about their lives, and this one is read by the author. Paul continues his tales from the world of education by telling us of taking students on trips abroad.
A rich life means that you are constantly learning new things and having fresh experiences. My life as a teacher provided any number of new experiences, not just for my pupils, but for me as well. When a parent has packed their child's suitcase, I learnt it was important to check where they had hidden the passport, and inside the case was not the right place. At the same time, I discovered that parents who accompanied our trips abroad could also get things wrong. Surely, having a small but very sharp knife concealed in your sponge bag was not going to convince the Turkish security guards that Trevor wasn't a terrorist. One thing is certain, you can never predict what is going to happen next. After several successful trips to Italy and Greece, I thought that Egypt would be a wonderful place to visit with its pyramids, temples and tombs. So I contacted the school's travel agent to discuss how this might work. They had never organised a trip to Egypt. In fact, no school parties had ever been there. So I drew up a route which I thought would take in all the main sites. At the end of our discussion, I casually asked the agent what might happen if, say, President Sadat was assassinated. I don't know what prompted me to be so specific, but it just came out. The agent's response was that the tour would have to be cancelled. He thought the situation would probably be too unsafe. Anyway, that night, during a celebration being held on a parade ground in Cairo, President Sadat was indeed shot, and President Mubarak was quickly installed. I was not visited by the Egyptian secret police, and the school trip to Egypt did take place 6 months later without too many issues. One other reason for taking pupils abroad is to play sport at a high level while exposing them to the culture of a different nation. Sports tours can be either to countries where you hope that the opposition will help you improve your team, or to a country where their teams will provide a reasonable challenge, but not beat your side well. Well, Greece was not an ideal venue for hockey, but it was before they were hosting the Olympics, and their children wanted to learn more about this game. I'm not sure our pupils were tested too much by the quality of play, but they soon learnt that local rules can decide the result of a match. In Canada, the rugby was very competitive, especially on Newfoundland, where the locals had their origins mainly from Ireland. But it came as no surprise that the organisation of the billeting was somewhat chaotic. Parents of the local lads were still being recruited into hosting our boys during the match. Once the final whistle went, all our boys had hosts. The only people without a bed for the night were the three members of staff on the trip. We eventually found a cheap, if slightly dodgy, motel next to a strip club in St. John's. At least we were well placed to stop any of our host rugby players treating our lads to a special night out. As master in charge of cricket, the first cricket tour abroad I organised was to Holland. Possibly not the greatest cricketing nation, but they are growing in strength year on year and have competed impressively in the recent ODI World Cup. So I took 14 boys, aged 16 to 18, in a minibus to our base in a town called Deventer. I had agreed to meet our hosts, who were going to provide billets for our lads at 2 p.m. at their ground. After a calm ferry crossing, we managed to arrive in Deventer rather early. So I thought the best thing was to visit the centre of the town first. I parked the bus in a quiet side street and headed to the town square, passing several shops which all appeared to be selling antique furniture. At least, that's what it looked like. When we returned to the minibus an hour later, all the antique chairs and chaise longues were now occupied by ladies, who were happily showing off their wares to our young men. Needless to say, I quickly ushered my cricketers onto the minibus and made sure we did not revisit this road during our stay. Trips abroad are meant to be educational, but I'm not sure how I would have explained that one to the parents.
Merci, Paul. And as you say, that sounds a little bit more educational than was expected. I know we've enjoyed listening to your tales and look forward to hearing more about the adventures you've experienced.